Hey, Vess, it's Rena. I am grinning so hard right now. You have no idea. And like if I break into spontaneous pieces of laughter throughout here, it's probably because this was fantastic. At one point, I had an actual tear of joy on my face. It could have been because I'm still sleepy and I might have, poked myself in the eye while waking up, but whatever. There were tears of joy. It was fantastic. Just, I'm still kind of in this headspace of, what the hell did I do last night? How did that get written? What? And sort of like, why didn't I stop in the middle and write it all in like, Word or text box or whatever and then post the whole thing? And why did I spam everybody with 64. I didn't realize it was 64 texts. So to wake up to this, not only that, fantastic audio recording, but the cover with the skull and the flowers, and it was fit all. And just like you were reading, and I could hear the capital letters, kind of like how Terry Pratchett says, like, when you hear Death talking, he has the capital letters, and you can hear it in his voice, but without the scythe or the anthropomorphic personification of a natural occurrence in the circle of life, blah blah blah. You were fantastic. I could hear the capital letters, and you said things like art school, and yeah, my dad went to he did ceramics at Queens College. I couldn't remember where G actually went, so I just said, the ceramics program at Queens College, because that exists. Yeah, because that's a thing when you're writing on Twitter. Apparently, you forget things like words. Yeah, but you did an excellent job of fixing things like where I'm pretty sure I didn't type the whole word and a whole bunch of times. I just wrote like AD, but I wouldn't have known that. And which I know sounds dumb, but you were fantastic. And there was emotions, and there was like sarcasm, and then there was earnestness, and just best thing ever to wake up to. Seriously, next time I see you, there's going to be hugging and squealing and probably some kissing, and I might even hand you a t-shirt. I kind of want to make you a t-shirt and be like, "I am Bess, bow before me." And it'll be fantastic. It'll have glitter and sparkles and possibly, those shirts from ThinkGeek with like the theme song stuff. You press the button and it makes music. It will have a theme song that plays when you walk in. I don't know what it is yet. This is an imaginary t-shirt. It's not real yet. But it will be fantastic because you, my dear, for days when you're having a crap day, I want you to know that you are an awesome person full of awesome sauce on top of an awesome cake. Because, like, best thing ever to wake up to. And, like, I don't even know what that was, how that happened. That was just fantastic. I had actually planned on, like, putting paragraphs in and fixing, like, punctuation and stuff this afternoon. But, he went ahead and did it anyway. That's just awesome. I know I've said it like 18 million times, but I can't find where I packed my thesaurus. And that's okay, because awesome is an excellent word full of emphasis and what does it mean? It means both delight and horror. Because, and that's great, because I'm delighted that you made this and it was a parade of cakes full of horror. Or something. Shut up. This was. You're so. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much for that. Best, best, best morning present ever. Oh, I have to blow my nose. Sorry. Bye.